This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Joanne Allen. Aurora Police Chief Vanessa Wilson says trust is broken between residents and police over Elijah McClain's death, but she declined to say whether officers involved in his arrest will face consequences. An independent investigation found police had no reason to stop McClain.
The bottom line is Elijah McClain should still be here today. Nothing I can say here today or changes that I've made or changes that I will continue to make can bring him back, and for that I'm extremely sorry. I want to assure the McClain family and the community that we will continue to make changes to address the issues that were not only highlighted in this report, but also are going to be highlighted in the other investigations that are ongoing.
Wilson has banned the chokehold McClain was put in and changed how officers respond to reports of suspicious people. Aurora police face state and federal investigations over McClain's death. The Denver City Council has declared Juneteenth an official holiday on the Saturday closest to June 19th. Juneteenth celebrates the end of slavery in this country and marks the federal order to free slaves in Texas. The State Labor Department is hosting a virtual job fair today on its website with more than 400 employers. Job postings range from truck drivers to tech jobs. The event ends in 2 hours. 39 degrees in Denver, it's 35 in Colorado Springs, 37 for Vail, 50 in Grand Junction, 44 degrees at this hour in Pueblo. This is CPR and KRCC.